Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Guys, I am still in the garage, and I won't be out till next Thursday, but it's 110 degrees. Thank God for water. Hi, everyone.
So now you're naked?
No, I went
from bikini to naked?
Oh, no. I'm only more than naked. I've peeled my skin off, and now I'm just blood vessels. Thank you. And, you know, you think I'd be losing weight, but I am not. But anyway, I just want to say hello to everybody. Hi, I'm Bonnie Albers on air, and I have, you know, and my co-host Susan Z's with me today, and we have two of our fave co-hosts, Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. They are a mother-daughter team. I love this team because not only are they so fabulous, but they're our family. Now, aren't you girls?
Of course.
Yeah. I love that. So, and all of you get a chance to talk to them. You get a chance to hear them. These are absolutely fabulous readers. They're fabulous intuitive psychic mediums. They do everything, guys. And we have a really rare, rare talent here. I know Annabelle could do it, but Brenda Brand, her daughter, and Susan's sister, she and my cousin, she actually is a medical intuitive. I'm going to let you hear what she calls a medical intuitive so everybody gets to know. And I'm going to just say, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I am so happy you're here with us because it is July 3rd. And I want to say happy whatever July 3rd. There's no song I can sing for July 3rd, but here's the big boom. Boom! For everybody. Because it is our, I think, country's birthday. Isn't that what July 4th is? Is it our country's birthday? Anyway, I just want everybody to know that I know everyone's going to be watching those big boomers if they're there tonight or tomorrow. And for all the patriots, everybody who is, you know, who has helped our country, who's fought for our country, who's lived and died, and we see them all, thank you, thank you, thank you. And happy birthday, country. So thank you, Annabelle and Brenda and Susan and Kelly, for all being here with us, because I know today a lot of people are off. So before we get the show started, I would like, you know, remember Annabelle, I know you're not going to be ready for this, and I know Brenda, you were there last week. We talk about things during the week, and I think you're going to love this subject that we have this week, and we want to know what you think about them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, Susan and I talked about what we feel is, have you ever read for somebody? And, I mean, it hasn't happened to me often. It only happened to me once, but I got around it because I knew why they were quiet. That you were reading for
you
somebody.
Just lied. That's all you
oh,
did.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking
thank
about.
You. I never lie, thank you. But I do analyze, so there you go. But what we were saying is, and we had a spirit medium here that actually did that. When somebody asks you a question, and spirit will not tell you the answer, and both Susan and I have theories for that. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Not really.
I didn't think so, Annabelle. I did
because,
not think so.
Usually, you know the answer before they even ask a question.
I know, and see, you rock that queen energy. You rock more every energy that I can think of a lady, a queen, a duchess, and royalty. And so do I, by the way. So we're very much related. And see, I don't ever
that's
see that
why,
either.
That's why we bow to the queen. We bow
yes.
to the queen.
And I curtsy to Annabelle, thank you.
Because my book talking about this, sometimes people ask a question, and it's like, spirit's not, I'm not getting anything. I mean, I'm getting something, but I'm not getting the answer that you're looking for.
Yeah, and Susan and I both feel, and let me tell you what we think. You can answer us what you think about it. I only saw that one time when the people came with their lips sewed. I saw all the relatives with their lips sewed, so I knew they were going to answer the question. But did I see them? Yes. Did I know what it meant? Yes. So that's what I meant. I punted. But, because sometimes I think, Annabelle, that and Brenda, that if it is a karmic lesson and they are into it, and if we tell them what the answer is, that it might change their destiny, I think that's when spirit kind of just keeps quiet. Now, what I say, and I've only had that one time happen, is say, hey, I know that I see your relatives standing here, but they're not answering. They're not answering for a good reason. They don't want you to know. So, I mean, I have done that, but I've only done it once. How about you guys?
I just don't feel that I have a problem. When I first started and I was scared that I wasn't getting the right answers, I might have had something similar, but I don't anymore.
No,
you know, it's just like when somebody sits in front of you and crosses their arms and says, okay, tell me. Well, you tell them, and then they relax and they know that you're coming from somewhere that's going to help them.
I love that, Annabelle. And you know what? I'm coming to you, girlfriend, because I've had a lot of issues this week. I'm only kidding. But anyway, and I would, though. Yeah, you know I would come to you because everybody I have here, I would come to you. And you could probably say to me, I know, Bonnie, I already know you have those issues. So let's talk about it at another time. Brenda, how do you feel about it? Have you ever gotten to the point where somebody's asked you something and you're like, the spirits are saying, Brenda, we're not telling you?
I don't think so. I mean, I've had experiences where I've seen their loved one standing there and they're not talking. They're
right.
Just standing
that's what we mean.
There.
Right.
Right. They're just standing there and they're not talking. So it's that's when I would have the client just ask specific questions about what they wanted to know. Doesn't happen often because usually if they're there, they want to say something. So.
I agree with you so much, and I'm glad that everybody has a different perspective on it. See, I have that same perspective. I never have a problem getting answers, even if they're quiet. So anyway.
Yeah, when we were talking about that, it's like I totally agree with Annabelle and Brenda and what we were talking about. It's like that the answers are always there on the level of what's going on with your life. What I have discovered, and because I do Akashic Soul Records, is in a life journey, is that every so often when you're going really deep within their life journey, and it is a life lesson that
yeah.
is waiting to be unfolded, spirit will just say, you know, okay, we're going to give you the particulars of it, but we're not going to unfold this for you because you're not ready yet. This is unfolding as we speak. And a lot of times when I look at a soul record or a life journey, I'm seeing a Mack truck coming head on. And it's like you want to
please step on the other side of that Mack truck, because see, I need you. So if you get hit by the Mack truck,
life is getting ready to fall apart. And instead, you go, you know, well, it's like I think some challenges are coming up, and then spirit won't show me exactly what the Mack truck is going to do, but I definitely can see that the Mack truck is coming. I have to say, in all honesty, when the deeper that I go in terms of their life soul record and the Akashic soul record, there are times when they just don't lay those cards down because it's a soul unfoldment. But I totally agree with Annabelle and Brenda, and you know, we were talking about it, is that if somebody asks you a question, they're thrown out, and we are in present time, and it's like it's not about their Akashic record. The answer should always be there, and if it's not,
if it's not, you can see what it is. Yeah, well, I know. If it's not, I told you, if they came and they sewed their lips up, my first impression is going to be, wow, what did this family do? So then I would say, you know, hey, your relatives are being quiet. They don't want you to ask. They don't want you to know. So go keep going and ask a different question. And I think I did do that. But I knew why.
Yeah,
I could feel
when
why
you're working
they were.
With, it's 1:11 on the clock. 1:11.
Oh, my goodness, 1:11. I think her clock is stuck at, you know what, Annabelle and Brenda, I think her clock is stuck at 1:11. And I'm really glad, because that's really good thing.
Every time we talk about a subject and someone makes a statement, either Bonnie or I or our guest, and it's like that, I mean, I'm like looking at my computer doing things around, and then all of a sudden it's like I'll look at my computer at that moment and it'll be 1:11, and it's like, I mean, I don't, it's not like I'm bored and staring at my clock, Bonnie.
Susan, let me tell you, I wish you would be a little bored, because we have to get to the next question. I do have people on the board. But first I do want Annabelle and Brenda to tell. Annabelle, you can go first, since you are the queen matriarch. I'm not going to say bee because I don't like bees, but I'll say queen matriarch. Fawn, I don't know, in our family. And I do want you to begin, tell everybody what you do and what you offer and where they can get a hold of you at. And then, Brenda, you can follow your mommy.
Why, I'm a psychic medium. I do hypnotherapy, Reiki master. Mainly what I do, if you're sitting in front of me, I do tarot cards. And then I have a gemstone board that I have you hold the stones and drop them, and then that finishes the reading. And then I've
throw them at them. I've had your readings. You throw them at you.
No, you don't throw them at me. You throw them on the board.
No, you throw them at me.
I'm sure some people would want to throw them at me.
Never.
But then after that, then I have come up with an idea of inspirational thoughts, and then I have them dig down in a little pile, and they pick out their inspirational thought. And I have people coming back that have had a whole wallet full of my thoughts. They keep every one of them. But that's really what I do. I can be reached at 330-484-4807.
Well, I just want to say before you start, Brenda, that a friend of mine, he's a CEO of a big company called Annabelle, and he said, you know, and we have fabulous readers, including Susan and I, so I hate when people say this, but he said you were the best reader he had in 20-something years. I hate to, you know, because all of us are great readers. We're all great. I don't love, you know, picking one out, but I've got to tell you, I had to tell you, Annabelle, because that really, I mean, for him, he's been through this for, I think he's 64, so he's been doing this since he's 12, And for him to say that, and I know he's been to a lot of people, he was super, uber, crazy, crazy for you. So thank you.
Well, I thank him very much.
Well, thank you, because that you grace our show, you and Brenda. Susan and I love that because we like bringing people who we can, you know, acknowledge and say, hey, we're bringing you the people that will answer your questions. So I love that. And you can reach Annabelle if you want a private reading with her. She gave you her phone number. Of course, I'm ADD.
Yeah, can you say your number again? Because I don't think you gave the area code. It might have been me, but
You just didn't hear it, Susan.
So that's true. Well, say it again, because that's what Spirit's telling me. Say it again.
Okay. 330-484-4807.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Annabelle.
You made somebody happy.
Tinkerbell. Yes, you made your Susan, who can't hear, happy. So now, and everybody else who didn't hear. But, okay, Brenda, tell everybody, because you're a medical intuitive. It's a very rare thing. I've got to tell you, when people ask me, I say she's a medical intuitive, they go, what do you mean a medical intuitive? So can you explain to everybody out there, our audience, our listeners, our callers, and everybody who will listen to it on archive, how you actually do and feel what you do?
Okay, well, if you're, as Mom said, if you're with me in a reading, I will, I do psychometry, so I will hold something that belongs to you, something that you wear all the time. It can be a ring.
Be careful, Brenda, because if that's a guy, you never know what he's going to pull out. No, I'm only kidding. I just had to say it. I'm sorry.
You know, every time she says she's a medical intuitive, I always get these scenes out of these zombie movies, and she's digging in there, pulling out guts, going, oh, look at this, oh, look at this. So bless you, honey. I mean, it's an amazing gift, but,
it's
you know, you gotta be a tough one.
Come on. And she's so cute.
Well,
so ahead,
and I just, once I touch something that belongs to someone, or just even if I hear their name or even their voice, I can usually tune in. And it's just a feeling that I get about them. I can take on their physical, you know, I'll get the same physical feelings that they feel. I can go and I can look inside and see, you know, colors and things that might be going on inside their body. That's what I do. And you can reach me at 330-209-7021. And I do psychic readings, and like I said, I'm empathic and clairaudient.
She's fabulous.
She's also a Reiki master.
Yes.
She's
fabulous. And our family's dream seer.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, here I'm going.
Well,
to
did
that.
You?
She's fabulous.
Yes. Let's not forget
and
that.
Brenda
has a dream about you. You better pick up the phone.
Remember,
call
Annabelle,
and
she can't hear you if you're talking. Go ahead.
Well, Susan,
Did you
tell everybody who I took my Reiki ship from?
Oh, God. Let me tell you. She was my worst Reiki student that I ever had in my life. I'm a hypnotherapist, right? So I do hypnotherapy. I'm sitting there teaching her Reiki 1, and she's falling asleep. And she said, it's your voice, Susan. She said, it's that hypnosis voice. She said, and I asked her, I said, are you really going to sleep on me in the middle of this class? And she goes, it's your voice.
Annabelle, darling, you're lucky it was her, because, see, I just rock a little Morgana. And if you had fallen asleep, I don't know what things I would have told you when you, you know, because you were being a running naked down the street every time you heard the word stop. So I don't know. I'm pretty. I don't know. I can be like little creative like that. But I do, before I start taking the callers, and I do.
Yeah.
Have them,
well, we got her through Reiki 1, and then she took her other classes to Reiki Master. But I am the one that gave her first Reiki 1 class, and I guess because I combined with a little bit of hypnotherapy, so I just hypnotized her through the whole lesson.
I'll never forget that. I heard was, You are not sleeping, are you?
I'd have been
I heard about that story when she got home, and I cracked up.
I think that is, you know what, Susan, then you'll have to teach it to me if I can sit long enough. But anyway, you know, because with this ADD.
I won't worry about you going to sleep.
I know, you'll never have to worry about me because I went to be hypnotized, and then I'm going to take some callers because I know they're saying, shut up, Bonnie. We want to talk to Annabelle and Brenda. But, you know, when you tell me to shut up, I talk longer. But I just have to tell this one thing. So I went to be hypnotized. Okay, 5 hours later, the guy threw me out. He was a guy that was trained by Michael Newton, and he lived down by Dr. Brian Weiss. You know, it's that past life regression. And he looked at me, and he goes, I won't give you your money back because you were here for 5 hours. But I'll tell you, if you ever decide to do this again, just call me. I need to brace myself. So I never did it again. I'm just a new ADD. You know that yesterday I went to school with my son, and after 10 minutes I wanted to run. And the girl said, oh, no, you're going to be here for about 2.5 hours. My whole brain went, "Phew!" And I thought, no way, I can't do that. And then I looked at my son and thought, he's neat. But at least he did sit. So anyway, it is tough for me to do Reiki. I can do it. I mean, I've tried it before. I did psychometry, and I've taken Reiki. But I don't know. It's tough for me. But if you're teaching me, Susan, oh, I can't wait.
I'll do some transference on you. I think that would be easier for me.
I'll
just transfer it to you and try to teach
you. Thank you.
Or I'm going to attach you the symbols on you, and then I won't. Then you won't have to worry about learning them.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take these callers, but Brenda, my daughter had a dream, and I'll leave this with you, and you don't have to answer it. But it was me who had the dream. I had a dream I had 5 tarot cards tattooed on my arm. In the inside, 5. But I couldn't figure out what they were. And then I walked out. There was big glass windows, and I walked out, and this bee was headed towards me. And it was one of those big bumblebees, those queen bumblebees. And it was and it was coming straight at me, and
like
I didn't know what to do. Yeah, because I'm allergic to them, and they always come to me. So I picked up a bat and I hit it, and then it passed me, and then when it come back, and I thought, oh my God, it's coming back, and I picked up the bat and hit it again, and it kind of wavered, but it kept flying, and it made a circle again, and it headed straight to me. And just as I saw it, it had the wings were damaged, but it was still headed for me. I got in the glass doors. Now, is that a cool dream? And I mean, I know you're not a dream interpreter, but is that like wild?
That's a cool dream. You know what I got when you were talking about the bee? Because it kept coming back and coming back. Be careful of opportunities that you may pass by.
See, I told you.
Well, honey, any opportunity that comes to me, I'm taking.
Thank you.
How about the 5 tarot cards tattooed on my arm?
You don't remember what they were?
No, they wouldn't show me because I kept looking and looking, going, what the heck? But anyway, just if you ever
think of it this way, Bonnie. If there was 5, you have the number 5. So all of these opportunities are going to come within a 5.
Wow. Yeah. It's changed.
Oh, you know what, Annabelle? I love you, honey. If you can just point them out to me when they come, I would be happy. Okay.
I'll let that up to Brenda.
and you know, the other thing about that is, you know, you being allergic to them, that opportunity, I would just be careful because you're going to have a tendency to push it away because it's coming at you fast, but try to just figure it out and go within yourself and take it in before you push it away.
Thank you, Brenda. And I'm going to ask you, too, when the opportunity comes along because you're my family.
Okay.
All right. I am going to start with the first caller because now we've got them. 678, you are on with Brenda, and you're on with Annabelle. Hi.
Hi. You ladies are having so much fun. It's a joy hearing y'all.
Oh, that's
you need
so
to have
cute.
Fun, too.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what, Annabelle? I'm going to let you say hi, how are you, who's this? Because then both of us will, and you're the queen, so you go.
Yeah, this is a family fest.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Why, could I have your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Karen.
Okay. What can we do to help you, Karen?
Well, I am I'm starting to see this, this person that I just met. Well, he was from a friend from high school, but he probably don't remember me, but we're kind of starting to talk. And I wanted to see if you saw where this is going or what you can tell me on it, if you can shed any light on it.
Could you give me his first name?
Mark.
You have a lot in common. I feel like you're going to have fun, and it starts as a good relationship because it's like you'd be talking about people that you knew, okay, before, things that you liked about school, and then it can get serious, okay? It all depends on where you both want it to go, because if it doesn't go to the romantic situation, you will end up being very, very close friends.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say you seem a little worried about that. Is there something else you wanted to know in that situation?
No. I'm just a little hesitant because it's like a blind date for me, and we're supposed to see each other today. And I'm like really nervous. I remember him from high school, but he doesn't remember me.
That's okay. Don't tell him. Let him figure it out.
Well, yeah, already know.
You're gonna have fun. You're gonna have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like it's kind of at first when you first look at each other, you're kind of a little shy, you know, just kind of what am I doing here, kind of a thing. But then as you say something to him and what he's interested in, it takes off, and you're laughing and having a good time. So it is going to be a nice time.
Okay.
And just a couple things. I don't know if this is you or him. I think this is more you. I'm not sure. When you first started talking, I was feeling like a pain in the right side of my head and in my ear. I want to, like, pressure behind my ear. I don't know if it's sinus trouble or something. Is that you or is that him?
That might have been me, because yesterday was so hot out, you know, it was very hot, and I had a headache all day.
Okay, because what I'm getting is there's, like, pressure behind the ear, almost like, just like if there's a congestion, almost like down in your inner ear or something. So you may want to keep an eye on your ear, that you may have, like, a little infection brewing or maybe some fluid behind your ear or something. But, you know, if you start to experience those things, see a doctor, because you want to make sure you get the right medication for that if it is something brewing in there.
Okay.
Okay, and then I feel like my stomach is nervous and kind of nauseated, so I don't know if that's because you're nervous about going on this date. But it's almost like I see you guys sitting at a table, and I see, it's a small table, but there's, like, tables all around people. It's a restaurant. There's almost like I see a bar there, and I see him, like, when he figures out that you guys went to high school together, I see him lean back and put his head back and start laughing. So then you guys, I just see you laughing and having a good time.
Wow.
I'm going to try not to be so nervous now, but.
Well, call us and let us know, because, you know, you got great messages from Brenda and Annabelle. I mean, have fun, enjoy. You're going to be nervous, but what the hell, you're going to have fun, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, ladies.
Better
than staying
home watching television.
Oh, yeah. Well, call us and let us know how you do, okay?
Bye, Karen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, they're welcome. Well, you're welcome for them. They're welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
I'm telling you that heat's starting to get to you.
You know how hard it is for me. I can't keep my mouth shut, and I want to. So I'll say hello and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I've got your next caller. It's Rose Maria. Rose Maria?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fabulous. You're on with Annabelle and Brenda, and they are so banging. So go ahead, girlfriend.
Hi, Rosemaria.
Other relationship I'm interested in, there was like a little, it was weird today, like how you were talking with me and what I heard a week ago. So whatever you can pick up, what do you need his name or?
Just the first name.
The way I call him is Lelo.
Pardon me?
Lelo, his nickname.
Okay.
I actually
wanna go
could
first,
not
Brenda?
Hear you,
okay.
So I couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm sorry, Rosemary, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead,
Mom. The name that I use, that I call him, is Lelo, L-E-L-L-O.
And who is this person? Because I couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm sorry.
The guy I'm interested in, and I've known him for a long, long time.
Okay. Go ahead, Mom.
I just feel like both of you are interested in each other. I just don't want you wearing your heart on your sleeve, okay, just to say that you're leaning more toward him than he is you. He's thinking more seriously than he has been, because I don't think, it's like all along he's satisfied with the way things are going with you two without it getting more serious. But in reality, he's as serious as he's ever gotten, because I just kind of feel like you two talking, and he has told you things that he has never told anybody else. So it's a very nice relationship, but once in a while, he gets kind of scared, and he might just kind of walk away for a little bit, but he always comes back.
Right.
I love that. I love that. That is such a cool thing. And so you, Rosemaria, just keep going for it. I'm going to take the next caller. 914-914, you are on with the fave, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking to Melissa and Bonnie. You cracked me up with your dream. I needed that laugh.
I'm so happy.
I really needed that.
Man, that bumblebee was a tough sell. But go ahead. You've got to thank you for saying that, because it was a pretty weird dream, too.
Well, go for it. My question is, do you know when, I've been single for years, so I wanted to know, do you see a guy coming into my life soon?
You kind of have to, lose that attitude, okay, of putting a wall between you and the guy, okay? Because I think you've evidently been hurt before, and so it's when you meet somebody, it's just like, it's almost like you're saying, okay, fill this test out. Prove yourself to me, okay? Don't do that. Just back up, be quiet, and maybe don't say anything until they start talking and you start being more familiar, more relaxed. Okay, because that all I feel is that wall. You put that wall up there.
That's true.
As far as meeting someone, I feel very soon, and I'm seeing an 8, so it's probably going to be within 8 days.
The only thing what I'm getting on that is I'm just hearing blindsided. Once it happens, you're just going to be blindsided. It's going to hit you, and you're just going to be madly in love, fall head over heels. Like, he's coming in, like, you know, it's just going to be amazing. So.
Oh, wow. Number 8 is a powerful number.
Be happy and have fun.
Definitely.
Yeah. It is I think she said, you know, guys, she said number 8 is a powerful number, and we love 8 because 8 is the infinity sign. So I think that's fabulous.
Abundant.
Yeah. Give that 8 over to me. Thank you. but, you know, if you don't want to give, if you don't, I always say if you don't want to give the 8 over to me, you will share it. How about that?
Yeah, I have the intention to share it with you, Bonnie.
I love that. That is so sweet. Do you have anything? Do you have enough? Because you've been so sweet. Is there anything else? You know, usually, you know, I try to get everybody in, but I am good because you've been so sweet, and I feel like a pull there to you there. Do you have another question for Annabelle or Brenda?
Only thing is that I want to know what would the guy look like. I'm curious. I don't want to be like, Ben, that's you. But you know, like you said, I'm going to be blindsided, so that's good.
Yeah, you go ahead, guys, if you see it, but I never like doing that. But go ahead, because then it boxes them in. But go ahead.
I'm just seeing
dark hair. Is that what you're seeing, Mom?
Yeah, well, I'm seeing two guys. One has dark hair, one has a little bit lighter. But the one with the lighter hair, I think, is somebody from the past. Because I'm kind of feeling him in the background. It could be somebody that you still have maybe some ties with, but it's never going back together. But the one that you're going to meet is probably, I almost want to say about 5'10", dark eyes, not a really dark complexion, but lighter, dark hair. His eyes are very penetrating. It's almost like I feel like I look in his eyes and it's just like it stops me. They're just really, they go into your soul. He looks like he works out. He's got muscles.
Ooh, wow.
I want to say he kind of looks like a beach bum.
Ooh, my girlfriend. Well, I hope we have helped you today, and I hope you get the time of your life. You need to call us and keep us abreast of the situation and let us know how you're doing.
I definitely will, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was a fun experience.
Have a great 4th, 3rd, or whatever we're in. And I don't know if you can think of a 4th of July song. I'll sing it, but I don't know one. So I want to sing Yankee Doodle Dandy, but is Yankee Doodle Dandy like something that you could sing on July 4th?
I think it is.
All right, well, can everybody join me? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm a Yankee Doodle, Doodle. Okay, that's all I know. All right.
You know what I'm seeing? All of us in a kick line. You, me, Mom, and Susan in a kick line together when we're singing that.
I love it. That sounds kicky, Brenda.
Bonnie, you don't ever want to hear any of us sing, though.
No, I was just going to say, are you nuts?
Well, wait a minute. Did you think then I'm assuming you think I had a great voice then.
She just had a moment, Bonnie. It was just a moment.
Bonnie, okay. You can be our lead singer. How's that?
I love it because, you know, I'm going to come back rocking Lady Gaga or Madonna. Susan keeps saying I'm not going to be Lady Gaga, but I'm telling you, girlfriend, she wears all that Donatella Versace. So I want to come back as her, but I don't want to come back like it's just her. I want to do a combination of Madonna and her, and that is the lead singer I want to do. But anyway.
But if you come back as Lady Gaga, she's going to be old by then. You want to pick somebody that's new. Like a new version of her.
Well, yeah, honey, that's all. You know, that's I'm not coming back as old. Of course I'm coming back as young. So she'll have to get young again. Or I'll have to find somebody to replace her, you know? But I just want to tell this to Kelly because Kelly has a question from chat, and Kelly also has a question on her own. Kelly, I'm going to take a couple more callers, and then we'll get to you. I promise. They will not get off the air, Kel, until they've talked to you. And until whoever's in chat that has a question, to please hold on, and we will get that question.
I actually can see chat. I can't post anything, but I am watching chat. So
you are? Isn't that cool, Brenda? Is that cool or what?
I wish I could post, but I can't.
Well, 210, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle. Who are we speaking with?
This is Texas Pearl.
Ah!
Oh, I love
Texas
that.
Pearl. I love it.
Hi. How are you today?
Pardon?
Didn't you put your Texas Pearl, but you live in Louisiana?
No, that was another person from Texas, but she's a transplant in Louisiana right now. I think that's Angel Face.
Oh, Angel Face. I think I talked to her yesterday. Did I talk? Or maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, did that I talked to her yesterday, and she and the relative that came through gave me a yellow rose, and that was the yellow rose of Texas.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I was going to, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Do you have any questions?
I do. I finished with my school, and so I was calling to see about career now.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yay. Bonnie and Susan helped me through that. That was a little rocky there, and they helped me get through that. But it was wonderful. So now I'm wondering if where I'm going to be working, what you see.
I'm just going to add, I'm going to let Mom talk in a second, but what I'm going to add is I was getting this feeling before you came in, so I'm thinking I might be with you on this. And I want to say in my throat I'm getting a feeling of like you're afraid to say something or you're not saying. So what I'm getting from that is don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Don't be afraid to brag about yourself and tell people, you know, how good you are and what your education is and that you're out here and you're the best person for that job. So that's what I want to, don't be afraid to say how good you are and what your skills and experience is.
Okay.
Well, guess what, Texas? I just have to answer that for you, for me. You know what, Brenda? I am so happy you told me that because there isn't a day that goes by that I don't tell everybody how wonderful, happy, and how perfect that I am. So I'm really glad you read that for Texas Pearl because that was my confirmation that that's what I need to do.
It's all about Bonnie.
It's all about Bonnie.
I think you're always reading
I try to keep on telling everybody that you can't throw her a bone on anything because, she's going to run with it.
The thing is that every time any of you guys read somebody, I always think you're talking to me. I'm sorry. That's what I do. Now, sometimes I don't say anything, but I had to with this one. Sorry, Texas. Go ahead, honey.
Well, Texas
Pearl.
Okay.
Yes.
You have two job offers coming up. One is from someone that you know telling you about an opening, okay? And I don't know if you know about it yet, but it's that close that I feel like you already know. So it's like you might be thinking about a place and you just go forward and find out if they're hiring. But there are two job offers coming up.
Wow.
Okay, there's one person that's an R, and there's another person that her name starts with a D.
You could tell the names or you don't want to tell them on air. They probably won't know.
She doesn't have to.
Okay.
The one with the D name?
Yes.
That one you would be happier with.
Yes, I would. That's what I'm hoping that's the one you meant.
Yes, go for that one. Go for it.
Should
and
I contact her,
said,
or will she contact me?
It's almost like I feel like an accident, and nothing is an accident, but I just kind of feel like you two might run into each other, or there's some kind of communication with the two of you, okay? And then you're gonna find out about it and then go for it.
Good. She's such a God-filled person. I would love to work with her, okay?
Well, I think
well,
that's
tell that. Her that. That could be what Brenda was just telling you to do. Tell her how much you would like to work with her.
I think she knows. She doesn't know?
Well, if she doesn't, I would reinforce it. I would say, boy, if there's ever an opening, I would just love to work with you.
Okay.
I think, you know what, Texas, I got to agree. I think Brenda was saying to toot your own horn. So to me, you never can say it enough, especially if you like somebody, how much you'd want to work for them. Even if it was once, twice, 50 times, if you tell me that 500 times, I'm going to love you more than 5 times. So the thing is that if you tell her and she already knows, it's only going to make it better. Don't you think?
Okay.
Don't you think, okay. Annabelle?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. So, Texas, let us know, because when you get that job, you know, we expect a big birthday cake, so.
No, Bonnie expects a big cake. Bonnie expects a big cake.
Uh-huh.
Is that like a virtual cake?
Yes, you have to put it up. You have to put it up in chat.
A little sparkler on top. That'll
or a fairy or anything like that. I'll know it's from you, Texas, okay?
Well, whenever I think of Bonnie, I think of sparkles. So there you go.
Thank
well,
you.
That
thank
goes along with
you.
her little flying around.
Oh, I love
little
that.
Tinkerbell sparkling.
Oh, Tinkerbell. I love that. I just want to be Tinkerbell. Yes. Then I could fly all over the world. And I could visit everybody. All right. Well, I hope that we've helped you. Please, Texas, call us back and let us know what's going on with you, okay?
Thank you, ladies. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Have a great fourth. Before I
you
meet again, I don't want to keep seeing, but now I'm getting something about the Star Spangled Banner, and I don't know the
Star. Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's move
okay.
on.
All right. Well, I've got Jeff 444444444. Jeff, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda. Hi.
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 Jeff. Hello.
What's your first name? Hello.
I am going to move to the next caller because either he put his phone down or I don't know, but I have a Jeff.
Oh, we put him off air, one or the other.
Maybe it was too much estrogen. Okay, I'm going to pick up. Kelly, you're next, but I'm going to pick up 609 first. 609, girlfriend, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda.
Oh, hi, it's Diana. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to hand you right over to Annabelle and Brenda.
Okay, good. Hi, my name's Diana.
I can't hear.
Yeah, I'm having a real hard time either.
Turn your mic down or move it away from your mouth, one or the other. Or your sound.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Diana. Hold on 1 second. Diet Coke, please, medium. yes, how are you? I'll just be with the driver.
Okay, can you order us one then? Wait a minute. You have four girls here. We all need Diet Cokes and whatever you're eating.
No, I'm not going to hold you up. I have a question about, I have a son, and I have a question about my son.
What's his first name?
His name is Michael.
And how old is he?
He's 27.
Okay, and what's the question?
I have a question about him. He just recently graduated from college. He started a job, and he's anxious about his student loans and getting a job that's better paying and where his future is going to be financially and with his job and with his love life. So he's the one I have the most questions about. He's my second of four sons.
What? Do you want to go ahead, Brenda?
It doesn't matter. You go first if you want.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting with him is he's not too happy with his job now, but when he gets kind of discouraged with it, he has to tell himself that this is the training that he needs for the one that's coming up. Okay.
Okay.
And the student loans, he's going to be able to kind of get that balanced out after he starts making some more money, that he's able to make that payment and it's not going to hurt him as much as it is now.
Okay.
His love life, I'm seeing three girls, okay? So there's one that is after him that he's not that interested in. The other one
okay.
he kind of likes. The one that he
Diaco.
Really...
Yeah,
pardon me?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the one that he really likes is about ready to break up with the guy she's been with, so he has a chance with her.
Okay.
And
all right.
What I started to get when you mentioned his name is I feel like I've got a headband on, like a pressure in my head, like it's probably just stress and worry, but just like a headache from ear to ear right across the top of my head. That's what I'm getting with him. I don't know if he has a headache now or what, but I think he's got two job offers coming, and I don't know where you're at in the country, but I'm seeing him, like, in the middle, and then I'm seeing one job offer that's kind of closer to where you are, but the other one is, like, far away. Like, I want to say maybe on the West Coast somewhere. I don't know where you're at, though. But
We're on the East Coast in New Jersey.
Okay, because I see one that's closer, because if you could see what I drew on my paper here, I see one that's a little closer, you know, could even be in New York or somewhere like that, but the other one would take him out west somewhere.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he does, the headache is he worries about will he ever be able to get out of the financial loans and pay them back and make enough money to pay them back. That's what his stress is.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there's avenues there. You know, I feel like I'm hearing price breaks. I'm hearing breaks. So I don't know if the government's going to come through with something, but I'm hearing, like, a break for him in that. So.
Okay.
Diana, did you want the other question I think she wanted to ask, because I've talked to her before, is she wanted to know, he's living at home now. Is he going to get out? That's what she wants to know.
No,
I think that was nice.
Subtle, Bonnie, very subtle.
Okay, well, you know, I had to just say it. Okay, I just had to say it.
We love him, but we would like him to fly out the nest at some point.
Well, you got to wait for a while because he can't afford to go on his own right now.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of figured that.
Oh, wait, can you wait 1 second? Because one second, somebody's coming into the garage.
It sounds like a garage door.
Can you open the
door? Oh, you think not. I hope you're not naked, Bonnie.
I'm telling you, it's not, and he's probably seen it that way occasionally, but I'm telling you, it's not even naked. My skin is off, so they won't even recognize me.
Talk about a live reality show.
Yes, I love it.
That's what we kind of have in mind.
Yes.
This is just practice for us.
Yes, but I'll put the clothes and skin back on because I don't know if they can film me. It might be even more X-rated than what anybody else needs. So. Diana, are you okay? Is there anything else real quickly you'd like to ask them before I move to Kelly?
No, I don't think so. I have a new job coming my way, and I just wanted to see if you had any feelings of how you think that'll go, if that'll be a good choice.
It's a good choice. You're not going to think so for the first 2 to 2.5 weeks, but it's a good choice, yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
I love that. Right. I think so, too. Diana, have a great day. I love you, girlfriend, and I hope to see you up in New York very soon.
Okay, very good. All right, talk to you later. See you, girls. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I am going to put, you know, we get so close. You know, I've got to tell you because you didn't know this, but Diana was my nursing school roommate. Let me just explain. Where's the dog? Oh, well, you better go get her. Okay, this is the, I have to tell you, my son just walked in to the garage, lifted the garage door open and let everything out. So I do want to tell you that I just have to tell you, Annabelle and Brenda, I knew her since I'm about 17. I was like the crazy, crazy girl, and she was from a Catholic school. And when I met her, her boyfriend loved me, and she married Louis because I think I corrupted her and the whole center hall. So I think her boyfriend, Lou, who's now her husband, who I've known for now 40, I'm only 15, so, and he used to say, thank you, Bonnie, so much, because if it wasn't for me, Diana wouldn't have done the things that she did back then. So I just have to tell you who she was. And now I'm going to put Kelly on. Kelly, and we have a question in chat. Go ahead, Kelly, can we have the question in chat first, babe?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I'm gonna reprint it here one more time so I can get that. Okay, it's from Little Fairy, and she says, I'd like to ask if there's a career change in my future. I love what I do, but I feel I deserve a better job. The energy at my current job can be very overwhelming. Thanks.
Go ahead. You can tell we're mother and daughter. We answer at the same time. When you said her name, I just wanted to, not her, not that I'm feeling this with her, but or like her job, I just want to throw up. That's how she's just not, I mean, it's just
I love when
happy.
You throw up, Brenda. Do you know what? I love when you throw up. Because I got to tell you something. Not that I love when she throws up. I love when she says it. Because it's just so cute. Now, most people that want to throw up, they go, oh, God, I'm going to just throw up. But Brenda says it's so cute. I just love, oh, I just want to throw up when I feel about to. It is really cute, and I do like it. So, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Fairy. I'm so sorry, Fairy. I love that name. I think it's I Fairy. That is it. I Fairy, Kelly.
Little L I L.
Oh, Little Fairy. Oh, you know, Little Fairy. You got to rock a different name because I'm the Little Fairy. But no, go ahead.
No, you're Tinkerbell.
Yes, that's true. I'm a Tinkerbell. I'm Little Tinkerbell. Go ahead. All right, so go ahead with Little Fairy. She's adorable. I do see her in chat, and I thank you, Little Fairy, for even wanting to ask a question because we really appreciate our chatters and our callers. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you guys. Go.
That's okay. Go ahead, Mom.
Well, I'm feeling there's one coming up, but I don't feel it, like, right away. It's almost like I want to say it's not soon enough. But she's not going to quit. She will stay there. And there will be an offer, but I almost feel like she doesn't feel good about it. Don't take that one. Wait for the next one.
I'm just hearing you need to bide your time because there is something coming up, and it's going to be so much better than what's going on right now. And I actually feel like a big, huge energy lift with that new thing that's coming up. So.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Okay, well, you can't hear from her because she's in chat, but if she chats anything else, Kelly, let us know. I know, Kelly, you had a question.
Yes, I did.
Well, I did say that to them, you have a question always, and that is not an insult because I love Kelly. She has a question no matter what I know. She will ask
you need to go back to Jeff's Angel because she called in on Skype and she wasn't used to Skype. So it's like that's why you got it.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold and get to her, and I'll get to you next then.
Yeah,
is that
cool.
Okay, Kelly? Okay,
there you
cool. I'm going to get to Jeff. Is it Jeff Sangle? Jeff? You're Jeff 444.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Well, Jeff is my husband's name, so that's my name on Skype is Jeff Angel 444.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about if we cut out the Jeff and we cut out the 444 and we'll just call you Angel?
Call you Angel.
All right.
Go ahead.
Could I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you have a pain in your right side?
The
or
left
does
side.
Kelly have a pain in her right side?
Oh, no, I have a pain in my left side, actually, and that's what I was going to ask about.
Okay, because I was getting my right side.
Well, I'm getting right, like, from right under my rib cage down
yes.
to the center of my, you know, like your lower part of your stomach where your bowels are, right in the center of the middle to my, right under my rib cage. That's where I'm getting the pain, right between there.
Yeah,
is that
it
weird?
Feels like it's in my side, but almost it feels like someone kicked me in a kidney area almost, but not quite.
Well, and I could be getting where it's stemming from because that's all I'm getting.
All I know is it's been bugging me for months, for like 2-3 weeks, and I don't know what it is.
Well, my whole bowel area is like, it hurts. It's like there's bugs in there. Okay.
Like, I feel
so
like
my
cut
whole,
glass or something. I mean, it's
yeah.
a jaggedy feeling.
Mm.
That's what I'm feeling. And then if I don't sit right, then all the way across my back hurts.
Yes.
I want you to drink more water. And make sure that your bowels are empty. Take something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would, I definitely would have some tests at the doctor to see what's causing it. But I just kind of feel like I want to drink more. I want to flush you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like I want to eat salads, eat roughage, eat bran with
well, that's
with
all
raisins.
I do. Yeah, that's yeah. what I've been
can
doing.
Can I say something? Because spirits just smack me. I mean, I'm like over.
Oh
this.
My God!
It's
where
like,
did you come from? Okay, go.
Yeah, it's like they won't leave me alone on this one, so I'm just going to interrupt. What I'm picking up, I'm picking up a twisted vowel here. Is what it that's what I keep on hearing, a twisted vowel, and everything that you're telling her is exactly what it's almost like a hiatal hernia, but it's like a crimp or a twist in your bowel. So anything that you can do to, like psyllium hulls with prune juice and lots of water and roughage in order to open that crimp up, that's what I'm feeling, because you're really toxic in that area.
Because I
could
do
be
take
almost...
a lot of fiber. You know, I take fiber and cleansing, you know.
No. Yeah, no, this is, like, psyllium hulls would probably be the best thing, because what psyllium hulls does, and you want to drink lots of water and prune juice, it swells up the intestines and the bowels, and what it will do is that it will open that kink up. But it's like it's just an uncomfortable, real uncomfortable feeling. I'm you know, Brenda... Thank you. What did you really? I really appreciate this.
Oh, yes. It hurts more when I go to lay down at night. It hurts when I lay down at night more.
Yeah, because something's pushing up against it. You need to open it up is what I'm hearing. Open it up.
Okay. Because I overexerted over the past weekend helping my daughter move, and boy, did it really hurt then. Wow.
I would say get to the doctor. You might have.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, please do not.
And because I'm a nurse, everyone, and I'm listening and thinking, okay, well, after everybody says everything, my next words, and I know yours all were, is sometimes those kinks, and sometimes, you know, I'm thinking kidney also. You're not going to be able to, the halls and everything Susan said, absolutely try. But what I'm going to tell you is when all else fails and you aren't feeling better, you got to go to the doctor, because sometimes it has to be, you know, they have to do something to open that up. And it could be, you know, you don't want it to be a critical situation.
Yeah,
so
have them take a look at it.
Well, the least I don't want is verticulitis, but I'm regular, so that's not a problem. So,
yeah, if they're thinking more of a kink or a twist, it isn't diverticulitis. It means that the bowel flips over on itself. So,
yeah.
And it does spontaneously flip back sometimes, but you want to make sure it could do it. It's called chronic. So it could do it and then get twisted, then untwisted. But you want to make sure that you find something that either helps you, like the psyllium. The psyllium or husks or whatever Susan told you to take. I never could take any of those. I can't even take a pill. I might try, but sometimes I forget. So the thing is that if you try and you can't do it, get to a doctor. But see if it works, because it can't hurt you. It won't hurt you unless it presses against something that will not give. And then... you're going to have to see a doctor anyway. That'll be your diagnosis. So to me, I would try it all natural. And if it doesn't work or it gets worse, I would go see the doctor.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Did you have any other questions besides the health issue that we could help you out with today?
Job. I need a job. I've been looking diligently and it's not happening. I don't know if that's just because it's supposed to be that way for now. But I know y'all already know about my move, wanting to move and all that, but I'm really, really need to find a job to help my husband out with finances.
Well, I think that really it's probably because you're not feeling up to par right now is probably the reason you haven't found a job yet. But evidently you're going to be feeling better, because I feel one in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, well, cool. That works for
me. Then it better not be anything serious, because you're going to flip that bowel right about over itself so that you can work. What's going to happen? So it must be the psyllium's going to work, because otherwise, you know, it would be tough. So I'm so happy to hear that, because whenever I hear about people going to work, it makes me happy. So I think that's fabulous. All right. Thank you, ladies. You're welcome.
You're
have
welcome.
Great,
welcome.
Have a great 3rd of July. And what song can I sing now? I want to sing a bubblegum song. Why do I see bubblegum? Is bubblegum created in the United States?
Bazooka.
Right.
I think bazooka,
yeah.
Bazooka bubblegum.
I know. That's what I'm seeing. I want to sing, and I'm singing on the red, white, and blue, da-da-da, 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 and I'm seeing this bazooka gum. Okay.
Why do you encourage her? You walk right into it every single time. You guys still have not figured it out when Bonnie just sets you up and you just walk into it like blind little sheep, and then she starts singing.
I bet you blow big bubbles, though.
Yeah, I do. It used to hit my nose, and I used to have to. But anyway, what I do want to say is, at least it wasn't a bazooka gun. So think about that. It's much better to be bazooka gum than a bazooka gun, right? Because I could hurt
right.
somebody with a gun. I mean, I wouldn't want to, but that's what would happen. So anyway, I'm going to get back to Kelly, but it's so weird that I'm seeing this bazooka gum. So it must be, like Brenda, that you said and confirmed for me, that the bazooka gum must be from the United States or to the USA. Okay, go ahead, Kelly. You go for it, girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Don't ask what song's coming with you, Kelly, be careful.
Now I get my question. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. And I appreciate, ladies, thank you so much for the for the blue moment last week. It's like kind of got that. I don't know if I have it straightened out, but it's like got some new information. But anyway, today it's going to be on geolocation. It's like I have been informed that I'm close to a ley line, which makes a lot of sense. It's like ever since I've been in this area, it hasn't been real, I'll say, comfy cozy for me. So I found out that the ley line is actually interfering with my electrical whatever it is, which also makes a lot of sense. So where might there be a vortex? And it's like, and I'm not talking something like Mount Shasta or Sedona, which is, you know, the tourist choppy ones. So it's like I'm not going to say I've pinpointed it, but I'm looking for something possibly in Montana, looking for some confirmation here, and seeing if that would be an appropriate area to move. And it's like, if so, I had this huge conversation with Spirit and going, you know, I need cash to move, guys. I know it's like, you know, it's wonderful to live on your plane and not need this, but it's like, I can't levitate all my stuff with me and, like, go down the road on no gasoline, you know, with no money. So it's like, yeah. So anyway.
Well, I'm feeling you moving southwest of where you are.
Where? Oh, can I ask what part of the country you're in right now?
Yeah, right now we're in Idaho, about 5 miles from the Oregon border. And it's like, I'm a little bit nervous to go any further west because I'm afraid that whole chunk of land out there is going to fall off in the next big earthquake.
Oh.
No, real, really
Yay,
close
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, who cares? Because you go and you'd be in spirit, and then I talk to you anyway. So don't worry.
No, I want to be on this planet to rock and roll, watching Tabitha. I want to live to be like 3,000 years old. I do. I have this goal.
Well, you know, that's why I love you, Cal, because, you know, I have no time limit. So go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I'm just feeling like I'm seeing you standing there. And I'm feeling I'm going south, and then I'm going west, but I'm not going a long distance. I'm just going south, and I'm going west.
Why? I don't know why. I even wrote this down. I don't feel you there, but I want to start there and go up. Does St. Louis mean anything to you?
St. Louis. Wow, that's like way south, like the Big Arch.
Does that mean any? Because if I start at St. Louis, I want to go up and over. And I don't know why I started at St. Louis, because I just felt like that part of the country.
Does it make a difference that my husband's name was Louis, L-O-U-I-S, and he might be my
God.
On the other side?
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's it.
And he went up and over. Yeah, and wait, Brenda, he went up and over because he's over there. You know, he's not here. So.
Oh. I was going to say, up would be north. Over, if we're talking over to the west, it's like that would put us up and over in, I don't know, possibly Montana, but I don't know. It's like, you know, yeah.
So, but you're up far. Mom said south. I do agree with that. So maybe where I'm feeling is, you know, going in that direction where she was saying. So somewhere in that area. I know, Colorado.
So when you,
is Colorado near there? Where that area you're feeling,
Mom? I was going to say, the south and, south and west would be towards the west coast, toward the ocean. And we're only about eight or 9 hours from the ocean as it is. Colorado would be definitely south and east of us.
Well, I'm just wondering if the St. Louis wasn't just that the husband wants to come through, if Louis wants to come through.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he always comes through. So if he's wanting to come through, bring him on through if any of you feel him, because he does always come through. He comes through for Kelly all the time, I think. Doesn't he, Kel?
Yeah, he does. Although, see, that was something that was really weird, too. It's like I hadn't been having dreams and stuff for a while, and you know, I just kind of was like, yeah. And my daughter and I had actually talked about this because they went, I don't know, it was June 30 or 21st, they went to Wyoming for a wedding. And she said she hadn't realized until she got out of the area how much she was being affected, like, by anger. And, you know, she said she was like cash. She was like cool. You know, they were off. And she says, but you know, we started home. She says, it wasn't until after we passed the Wyoming border, we actually got into Idaho, she started feeling all tense and stuff. And she said, the closer we got to, you know, where we live, she said, the more stressed I got. And I was like, wow. You know, it's like, so she's pregnant. So it's like, she doesn't need the stress right now. But I'm like going, yeah, it's like, there's something in the area that she's wanted to be back, you know, in Wyoming, but her husband will probably never leave this area because his family's all out here. So yeah, there's something out here that I'll just say energetically, because I played quiz show with the 12 and 14 year old, and they're both starting to feel, when we first came out, wasn't so bad. And it's like, and they're getting old enough now, they're starting to feel the effects of, something's not right out here, Mom.
You know what, Kelly? Maybe instead of asking Annabelle and Brenda where they feel you're going to move, and they have, you know, you're looking at, you could move anywhere in the whole global United States or over. Why don't you ask if they feel that you're going to one move, and if there's an area better for you? That's all. That's what I would say.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
How I would have asked.
All right, what she said. What she said. Bonnie asked good questions. There you go.
Well, Lewis just said she always wants to move.
Yeah.
I'm a five of spades. I'm the card of the wanderer. I'm the wanderer. I'm the wanderer. That's terrible. But I want some place to put roots down, too.
Well, I don't know. I'm not getting anything besides southwest. And
southwest.
It's not west like to the ocean. It's not that far. I'm just getting, if you think of where you are, I'm getting southwest.
West. So, like, Arizona might be southwest. Cause that's
I think
southwest.
Arizona
yeah.
would be perfect for you. I mean, I really do. You want to be near a vortex.
Arizona. Yeah, I was going to say we lived in Arizona. But, yeah, she was real specific about, you know, like, but not a touristy vortex. It's like there's something that's really quiet and whatever, but there's stuff that they want me to do, but apparently I need to be near a vortex or something to be able to do this next phase or whatever it is I'm supposed to do.
I'm my feet are shaking. Do you have something underground there that shakes?
We live over some people who are going to be moving in July.
And they need to and they've been shaking Kelly's world up. So yeah, I know her feet must be shaking.
We're going to be cleansing very well when this is over.
You know what, Kelly, I always felt, and this, I mean, just here I'm giving my own two cents in, but it's way too far for you, but I always thought Casadega, Susan, I know you're listening, has a vortex, and it's a quiet vortex, and Lake Helen would be perfect. But, of course, Kelly doesn't want to move this far. I don't know why she needs to be next to a vortex, but that's what she's been told. So go ahead. I mean, Annabelle.
Well, the whole thing in Arizona, Sedona.
Yeah,
know.
What I thought.
And it's too, and what I was told was, it's like it's too touristy. It's something like the energy there, because there's been so many people there, it's a bit compromised. And it's like, this isn't going to be like, I mean, it's not going to be a huge vortex. I mean, it's just, you know, all it has to be is a little one. And it's like, it doesn't need to be anything huge that's tourist driven. It's like, it just needs to be something small. And there are a lot of small vortexes around. I mean, I know if I get out and walk the land, I can feel them. But it's like, yeah, trying to sit there and, you know, and travel miles and then go, oh, by the way, can I walk around your property and see if there's a vortex here before I rent it? It's like, you know, people would be going, yeah, let's see, we got some people in white coats. Hang on, just stay right there and don't move, honey. Oh, we'll come get you.
Just walk in front of people's houses with a pendulum.
Yeah. That's it. You know, I see
you. No, use a dowsing rod. That'll do it. Use a dowsing rod. Hey, Brenda.
Yeah.
What are you picking up? I can feel your mind going like crazy. What is it?
I love that.
You know, I still think like Colorado, Arizona, somewhere in that area. And I'm trying to picture this map Mom bought me when I was little of the United States. But somewhere.
Me too, Brenda. Me too. It just won't go away. Sorry, Kelly.
That's good. It's like it gives me, well, see, cause, and we're technically right now, I still have Colorado as my official state of residence. I'm just here, I'm just a temporary visitor to Idaho, you know. It's like,
you should
and I'm,
go back
and
to
I
Colorado.
Know I'm here for,
so you used to live in Colorado?
Yeah.
I did, I actually have a house, my dad's house is in Wyoming. It's like it's an itty-bitty town, but it's like, we won't go there. It's like, Rock River's in a vortex, all right, but it's like, it's one of the exhaust systems, and it's like really, oh, my goodness, negative energy out of there. It's like you get about a mile out of town, and it's like the whole thing changes, and it's like, I don't know if they want me to be in that. It's like, if it is, there's a lot of cleansing has to go on there because there's been so much garbage happen.
There are lessons that you need to learn. I don't know if you need to go through that to get over that, or I don't feel you living there. I'm still thinking where Mom was thinking. Southwest of where you were, Colorado, Arizona, but in a smaller town. Nothing really heavily populated.
Right. Yeah.
I love that. Cal, I'm going to move you, unless you, you know, I still love, you know, I still think Colorado, I mean, I don't have an opinion because I just don't. I have what they call geographical.
Oh, you lie.
I'm geographically challenged because I don't have a map and I don't know where. I can only tell you where east and west, north and south.
Trouble with north, west, east, and south. That's what you mean.
You know what? You're giving away my secret. You are giving away my secret. Now, all the psychic mediums and intuitives know because they don't even. I didn't even have to tell them because they already know I'm geographically challenged. But the ones that aren't, you know, now you're telling them. So, okay, that's all right. I can live with that. All right. Well, Cal, I'm moving to the next caller because I've got to move to the next caller. But you know what? I do need, the big thing you should take out of this, and I'm going to ask Annabelle and Brenda again, is that this is not the place for you, is where you are right now. And
I'm getting concerned because school will be coming up. I know it sounds really goofy to talk about school right now, but it's going to be like at the end of August, and I have to be someplace and be somewhere to go to school.
I'm not feeling anything just yet.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you want to,
It's like you're not going to be there before September. School may be started before.
Okay.
Do you think she's going to buy that house? Because she has the brother. Her son-in-law would sell her the house she's in.
No.
Yeah, that's why they always stop me. They went, no, don't buy this. I'm like, going, okay, fine. Where do you want us then? It's like, and what kind of cash are you going to come up with, guys? Because I can't do this on, you know, faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Yeah,
our economy doesn't take pixie dust well at the gas, you know, at the gasoline places and to buy things and pay for rent. It's like, you know, they want those little rectangular, you know, things with numbers on them that I might be able to print up in my own basement, but, you know, you get in trouble for doing that.
Hey, not on the air, Kelly, because somebody's going to come and they're going to say that you're printing money. Okay, I agree.
Remember, I said in the basement. See, I said it's in the basement.
Okay. I am going to put you on hold, girlfriend. I hope you got the answer. I think you got a pretty darn good answer on where to look.
I do. I do. Thank you so much.
We love you, Kelly. You're welcome, sweetie. And I'm going to take, if you don't mind, guys, to keep you on just a little longer, I'm going to take 239. 239, you are on with, this is a heck of a team here. 239, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle. Who are we speaking
well,
with?
Well, hello, ladies, and thanks for taking my call. You guys are so funny.
Well, we're glad you enjoy us. Here is Annabelle. And who can I tell her is calling?
This is Diane.
Diane. See, Diane, I don't remember numbers. I sometimes hear voices, but I hear voices all the time. So the thing is, you got to just tell me your name. That's all. Hi, Diane. I'm handing you over to Annabelle and Brenda.
Thank you.
Can we help you?
Sure, I certainly hope so. My life is in, flux. I just did a huge move from the North New England to Florida, and I'm trying to get acclimated, applying for jobs, and reconnecting with family members can be plus and minus at the same time. I want to see what you... I'm trying to keep an even keel and a positive outlook, but... I could, when you can't see ahead sometimes, it helps to get a little bit of insight from those invisible helpers.
I'm here.
Well, I don't think you're going to have time, much time to be spending with relatives. I think you're going to start working fairly soon, and then you can choose who you want to see and who you don't want to see. I feel like one job offer, and it's within now. 2-3 weeks.
Okay. I talked to a gentleman last night, and I was wondering if he was going to follow through. It could be a possible, definite deal, but you know how people are, what they talk and what they do aren't always the same. But I felt pretty positive about it, and he's supposed to reconnect with me by next week, and I was hoping that would, be the one, because I'm...
He's really interested in you, but there's another one coming in. It's almost like I want to say he better move pretty fast or this other one's going to come in and you're going to start it. But he's very interested in you.
Perfect.
Oh, I love that, Diane. I love that. I have to. There's a song coming in, and then you can talk to her. But I'm hearing little help from my friends. Get a little help from my friends. And I got a little help from my friend, so if you know what song that is, maybe, I don't know why it's coming in, but I can hear it loud and clear.
I give up.
Keep it tuned.
Okay. I give up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brenda. Do you have anything to tell her? Wait. It's I get by with a little help from my friends. Here we go. I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends, but I don't get high, so I'm just saying that's the song that's playing in my head for you. So go ahead.
Don't quit your day job, Bonnie.
This is my day job. Thank you, Adam. I don't plan to quit.
Don't quit.
Actually, I think it was originally a Beatles song.
It was.
Uh-huh. It was, yes.
Well, I made it my own. It's Tinkerbell. So.
Joe Cocker and Tinkerbell. Now that's a pair.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can see it now. All right, so Diane, do you have, Brenda, anything? I know that you got a great answer there, Diane. So,
what are you getting, Brenda?
Well, I'm just getting what I wrote down when you first started talking about your relatives and everything. It's like, you just got there, everybody's excited. And I wrote down when the dust settles. So when the dust settles and everybody gets back into, their routine and everything, you're going to have some, alone time. You're not going to be feeling like you have to visit relatives all the time. And also, the guy that you talked to last night, I feel like his wheels are spinning, like he's finding a place for you, like he's excited about whatever it is that you can do for his company or the job that he's thinking about for you. But I'm right there with Mom. I think there's one more offer coming your way. If he doesn't move quick, you're going to go with that other offer. So, and either offer would be good, but, either offer is going to be good. You're going to be happy with either one.
Right, because I get the job first. I'm staying in, right now I'm by myself at my mom's house because she's up north. She goes up for the summer. So I'm really lucky in that respect. but I don't want to. I need to be settled and get my life on track. I've been on my own too long, and I need my own organizing. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to work and getting. You know, I want a new relationship. I left one up north, and he stopped talking to me 2 weeks before I left. But life moves on, you know, and I really want to get settled, but not having job and things to do is a little bit getting on my nerves after 3 weeks.
Well, you'll be in your own house.
Yeah, I think...
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Mom, go ahead.
Well, I just feel by September or October you're going to be in your own house. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, and I think once you get settled, I think as far as your love life goes, I think the floodgates are going to open. I think you're going to really have your choice of whatever you want to do, when you want to do it. So I think you've got some good things coming your way down there. I think it was a good move for you all the way around.
Well, thank you. I thought so, too. My daughter is here, and my grandson is due.
Aww.
My daughter is due with, I only have one daughter. She's due, the due date's July 27th.
Aww.
Is her due date. But the doctor said, you know, she's good. She can go any time now. And you know how that works. It's a waiting game.
Well, it'll be before that.
I'm picking up the 22nd is what I kept hearing when I was listening.
Somewhere between the 19th and the 22nd. Yeah.
19th through the 22nd. I wanted it to be after the 20th just for astrological. It's a better placement in terms. My daughter's a Leo, and she wants a Leo son, too. I thought, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle a Leo.
Hey, I have to tell you, you know what comes to me? And, I mean, this just came to me, and I keep dwelling on it. Your relationship
don't
up.
Sing it.
No song here. The relationship up north went south. I mean, is that like crazy? That's what Spirit said to me, Diane. And they weren't mean about it. They're just saying, you know, don't, that the relationship up north went south. So don't even give it a consideration.
And you know, it just bugs me that he, you know, stopped talking to me. And there's the piece of me that wants to call him up and say, you know, so what are you doing? You know, you can end things in a better way, can't you?
Well, he probably will do that, but the whole thing with him is I think he didn't think you were going to do it.
No, I don't think he did either.
And then you did it, and it's just like, how could she do this? You know,
because
so he's kind of, he's licking his wounds right now.
Well, because we, you know, the relationship wasn't what I needed it to be, and... You know, he's a widower. He's liking being single again. I'm ready for more than a relationship. We're just at different points. So it wasn't like we didn't have a big blowout or anything.
Well,
you
probably will get in touch with him, but he wasn't the guy for you anyhow. So that's
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's just been bugging me.
Went south, Diane, went south. You know, north to south. It's up there to down here, you know, even with your move. So just get, you know, to me, if I keep hearing your relationship up north went south, it means that you're going to have relationships down south, not north.
Good. I need a new, I'm ready. I want a partner. I raised my daughter. I didn't want one while I was raising her. Now I do. So I'm ready, and I'm ready for a new life, but I got to get the job first. So that's why that was the premier thing. And even though the guy sounded really good yesterday, you know, people talk, but they don't always walk their talk.
Right.
Where are you from, Diane? I love the New York talk, walk. Where are you from?
New England, Rhode Island.
Yeah, for sure.
My husband was born in Rhode Island. My husband was born in Rhode Island, but he doesn't have an accent because he left there when he was two, I think. So I love Kingston. I think he's from Kingston. Where are you from in Rhode Island? Where were you from?
I originally grew up on the South Attleboro line, in Mass, you know, the Rhode Island Mass line in Pawtucket. But my last, I lived right near Newport when I moved before I moved here.
There it is at Newport.
We love it. We do love it. I am from Philadelphia, and I don't think I have an accent, but people say, where are you from? I'm like, no, I'm not from New York. I can rock New Jersey because I had a house in Jersey, but I'm from Philadelphia, and I love New York. So I love having an accent, Diane, so I hope you still love having yours.
I enjoyed it last night at the. I went out to a meeting, a club meeting, and there was some from New York and Philly. And I can usually pick up the Jersey accent in some of them. And, yeah, I actually enjoy what's different about everybody and myself, and I can laugh at myself. I had three brothers. You had to learn how to laugh at yourself and have tough skin. So I'm good with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope we've helped you today, and I know you're going to have...
You have. You gave me... You know when you needed just... You feel that it's a good thing, but you just needed the confirmation?
Right.
They gave you the best confirmation, Diane, you could have. Boyfriends coming in and jobs. And I think that, and please let us know, because I know you. I mean, I don't know you personally, but I know you from here. And I think I know you. Do I know you? I do know you from either chat or that I do know you. And we do want you to call back in and let us know how you're doing. We're all a family, and we like to, Susan and I, Brenda and Annabelle, all of our hosts, Kelly, we like to hear from you. We don't just want you to ask a question and hang up. We want to hear from you. So give us a call and let us know how you're doing.
When I get that job, honey, I'll be ringing it from the rooftop, so I will certainly call you back.
I love that. Have a great fourth or third or whatever I'm going to toot or whatever. So now they're going to show me toot toot. So, okay.
Yeah,
I will.
Now they're showing me a train. Toot, 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 toot. Did you take a train?
I love trains.
Okay, well, somebody's showing me a train for you, and they're going toot, 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 toot. And they're not going to let me stay on here much longer. So somebody is with you. I'm sure you've got a lot of people with you in spirit. But toot, toot, have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. I hear is toot, 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 toot with a train, and they're pulling things. And I'm thinking, okay, well, toot, toot doesn't have anything to do with July 4th or 3rd, and it had to be for the caller. And I love when that comes and I can give them, Annabelle and Brenda and Susan, of course, that when you can give somebody just a little snippet of spirit, it makes them feel better. So I'm glad that that came through for her because, I could have sang it, Okay.
No.
85. We're going to take one more caller, 850, and I hope that's okay with you guys. I know I'm keeping you late. 850, and I didn't let you answer Annabelle and Brenda because if it was no, you were going to stay on anyway.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hey. Had a question, but you guys are doing okay?
We are doing fabulous. Please give us your name so Annabelle and Brenda can answer your question.
Okay, it's Deidre, and I'm calling from Florida.
Ah, Deidre, I see that, because you're either in the Tallahassee area, or at least your area is. Yeah, I'm from Orlando, girlfriend.
Okay, great. Yeah, my question is basically about love. I'm trying to see if this relationship is kind of new, just trying to see if it's going to turn into anything.
I can't, I can't understand you.
Yeah, we can't hear you. You got to talk clearly.
Sorry.
I think your voice is close to the mic. Go ahead.
Okay. I was trying to see if this new relationship that I'm in, if it's going to really blossom into anything, because I can't really tell.
Could I have a first name?
Deidre. Oh, I'm sorry, William, but I call him Bill.
I almost want to get, I feel like I want to get you two to get to know each other better than you do, okay? Because it's like it started out hot and heavy and you don't really know each other that well. I want to get you to just sit down and talk and have a conversation. He's kind of, you're both kind of like this. It's like you just don't know how to take each other. It's like it's like one minute you're pretty sure of him, the next minute it's just like, well, where did he go?
Yeah, right.
So it's just like I really would like you just to sit down and talk to each other about, when you were kids, what did you like, what did you want to be, just kind of get to know each other better.
Right.
Because the way it's gone now, it could kind of fizzle out. So I just want you to bring it closer together, because this could be a really nice relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's too soon to see. I just can't figure them out. Like you said, I just cannot. I'm like, what is up? Like, I just can't figure them out. I don't know if he's liking me, he's not, or I'm just, I don't know. And I never felt that way before. I usually can tell.
He does like you a lot, and I kind of feel like a personality change with him, okay? Is he on medication?
Not that I know of.
Because I just kind of feeling like one minute he's, I just want to curl up on a couch and watch a movie. And then the next minute, it's just like, where did he go? I don't even know who you are.
Right.
You know, it's like the personality change. So that's what I was wondering. You know, it's like if he's on medication or, you know, what's with the change.
Yeah.
But
I
think you need to, you really need to sit down and talk to each other. Get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're going to see him. You're probably going to see him tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, I was thinking of inviting him out. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see him.
I just want to know. I'm just at a point in my life I hate wasting time. But, you know, it may be worth it, so I'll try.
Well, even for right now, you don't have anything else, so he's something to do right now.
Right? I love that. You know what? You are my girl, honey. I love that because that's what I would say. And I'm a relationship counselor. I mean, you know, come on. If you got nothing going, you can only learn.
Right? Right about it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's, you know, I always say, you know, and here I'm buttoning again, but I always say, you know, you take everything to the end. Just don't make it mean, nasty, or, you know, horrible. You know, you never know what you're going to gain or lose. So to me, if you like him and you can talk to him, like Annabelle said, get to know him. And if it's not worth it or he disappears, hey, I'm on the road for the next guy. That's how I
well, love him. What, does he like barbecued ribs?
Yeah, he does.
I just almost feel like you making him barbecued ribs. That's kind of silly, but if he likes them.
Yeah, I'm
don't
trying
they always
to get over there and
give away to a man.
But so. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you
yeah,
think I got my
always...
husband, Annabelle?
Well, they always say a way to a man's heart is his stomach, so give him ribs.
You're right, and he does eat a lot. Gosh.
Well, honey, if you can't make them, buy them, put them in the oven, wrap them up in tinfoil, and say you made them.
Right.
I mean, I know somebody who did that. It was not me. But, I mean, you know, think about it. And I think you can get those quirky ribs. I mean, I know they're in the, So just do it and say, when he says how delicious it is, throw a little ketchup, a little barbecue sauce on it. And when he says, oh, my God, this is so good, say, yes, it's my own secret recipe.
Right.
What do you pick up for her, Brenda?
Bonnie, your true nature is coming out.
I just think, you know, you need to have a heart-to-heart conversation. I mean, I don't know if you're just seeing him, but I almost think that there's another guy coming in, not quite right away, but I see another person coming in.
Oh, okay. And I mean, that may be why it's not all what it could be, because it may be, you know, somebody else. So.
But, you know, for right now, I mean, this is right here in front of you, and you know, you can have a good time. He can be a good time. You guys just need to really get to know each other better.
Yeah. He's kind of guarded and kind of there's a wall. Like I feel a wall. Like I can only go so far, and he'll cut it. And so, yeah, I just need to kind of get a little past that a little more and see what he's really about.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, honey, I hope you have a fabulous third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and let us know. And let us know what happens, because I see, you know, they're throwing these stars at you. So, you know, hey, you know, I don't know if you're planning to go see the fireworks or whatever, but they're throwing me these big, like, stars, like they shoot in the sky. So if you're if you're going to go see them, you're going to see a lot of stars. Please call us back and let us, call us back and let us know. But remember, every relationship you have to go through, because it's a learning experience, something your karmic or soul needs to the next relationship. So I always say, just play it, girl, till you can't.
Right. That was great. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, we appreciate you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
Bye. I got to ask you guys a question. I know this is like really, really, I snuck up and did this to you. But I do have one other caller, and I hate to leave this caller because they just keep calling. I mean, I could go through the whole board here. But if you would do one more caller, if not, I'll cut the show now, that I know I have one more caller because I know you're giving me overtime. So, and I have,
okay.
Can you do one more caller, girlfriends? Because, you know, I'm having fun. I don't want to end this. Okay. 229, you are on with the clan here. It is Annabelle Miller, who is my dear, and Brenda Brand, who is my dear, too. And Susan and I are on for the ride. So who are we talking to?
Hi, yes, my name is Melvin from Georgia, and thank you all for taking time to take my call.
Sure.
Melvin, it's our pleasure. So go ahead. You have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand today, and you are lucky. So go for
ma'am.
It, Melvin.
Okay, thank you all. Well, I just want to say that with my finances, I work part-time at a group home mental facility, and I'm not making enough money, I'm not getting enough hours to make enough money, not to being able to pay my rent and my utilities. And I just want to know, I asked some people for some help, and they're checking it out for me. And I have until the 7th to pay it in full. And what do you all can tell me about, you know, my finances and, you know, getting my rent back, you know, paying my rent?
The money's going to be there just at the nick of time. So you're going to have the money, okay? But it's like it's, but it's coming, okay?
Okay.
So you are going to get some help. And you also... have another part-time job offer coming in, if you can handle both of them.
Yes, I can. I just got a phone call from the lady that, her name is Deborah, the one that I talked to her yesterday about, you know, about my financial problem with my rent and my car insurance, and she said she'll see what she can do, but I haven't called her to see if she worked something out yet today, but I am. But this other lady called me and asked me that, because I told Ms. Deborah that I needed more hours, and it's another house that I could go to when you just said that. That really resonated with me for working more overtime.
Well, that's coming, because I'm feeling like two part-time jobs. It's like two jobs make a full-time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Melvin, on this other job, because I was getting another job too, but I was seeing you in a blue, do you wear a uniform at all there right now?
Sometimes I wear my hospital uniform.
Because I'm seeing more like in a dark blue with your name on your pocket, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think that other job. Like Mom said, that's what I was feeling, is that other job is just going to throw you over the top, that you're not going to, you know, you're not going to have the worries that you have right now. I was also back to hearing that song, Little Help from My Friends, because I think that you are going to get, you're going to get a little help, you know, whether it be a referral for this job by a friend or somebody's just going to come ahead, because when I first heard your name, all I wanted to do was smile, because you are one super nice person.
He is.
Thank you. Yeah. Will that be like Walmart or somewhere, you know, with the dog vest? It's a dog, Blue Vest, working in Walmart. But they do have veterans a lot, you know.
So I'm sorry, you were echoing there. I couldn't really hear what you said. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Will it be like Walmart's or something, maybe?
No. I wasn't hearing that. I was seeing more like a blue shirt and
like a
blue uniform, like almost like you would be delivering something or working around automobiles or delivering something or driving a vehicle to deliver things, something like that.
Boy, you're really echoing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the speaker. Yeah, that's bad.
Hello?
The echo is so bad. Yeah.
You know, we might be having issues with Blog Talk because Annabelle, my computer is looking like Blog Talk kicked me off once, and now I got another kind of thing. So maybe it isn't him so much, possibly. Melvin, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay. Yes.
Now I can hear you better.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I just want to ask you one more question about him about my spine. About three weeks ago, they put him in the neck area when he was in the hospital.
I can't hear either.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Just barely. It's like there's two people talking.
I have to get off.
What about now?
You need to get
off. Oh, Lord.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
It's all broken up.
Melvin, if you can ask me, I can hear you. But what he's asking is, do you see Walmart for him?
No.
Okay. Do you see my son? Like, I want to ask you about my son. He was shot about 3 weeks ago in crossfire, walked out, and two people were shooting at each other, and he got hit in the neck. And he's been in the hospital for almost a month now. This week be a month, and he was not moving his legs and arms, but he didn't start moving his legs and arms, and he's aware right now. Do y'all see him returning into close to full capacity?
Yes, but it's going to take a while longer. But I do feel he is going to be feeling much better. Like, he already is feeling better now.
Yes, ma'am.
In the next couple weeks, like 2 to 3 weeks, even a month, it's like a big change. He's going to be doing much better.
Okay, because one of the parents, my ex-wife or either I, has to go to Atlanta because we have him set up for physical therapy, and the doctors want one of us to go there. And that would kind of, you know, throw me off financially. But if I have to go, I just have to go. But do you see anything like, you know, for his dad working out for me with, you know, finances? Will the state provide anything for me where I can stay in my home? Or I got to dig for some more money somewhere?
Well, I'm feeling something government. I'm feeling definite government. So evidently they're going to help you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wrap up the show. We're getting some really bad echoes here. But I'm going to tell you, Melvin, I just want to let you know real quick, especially with the government, because I am a nurse and I work in the hospital. I put you on hold because I just mute so that we don't get the echo. But here's the thing with that. Go to the social services. I believe they're involved anyway. And they will provide you, they'll get you all kinds of help through the government programs, and that's what's going to save you. Nothing will come out of hopefully pocket because they will find you the government agency that will help. How do you feel, guys, about that?
Yes, I just feel the government stepping in,
Yeah, okay, well, I've got to thank you real quick because we're going down here. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but okay. Well, and we're almost, I mean, my goodness, you've almost done 2 hours, guys. So I love you. You are so fabulous. You know I love you guys, and I thank you for even just staying on because we've got a lot of callers. We had a lot of callers, and, of course, you know, I always butt in. So thanks for the fun. Thanks for the messages.
Are you going to sing us off?
Yes.
Oh, Annabelle, please.
I'm going to sing you all. Okay,
you hate me. I hate you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Everyone, how are you? Or how the song ends, I don't know. Everyone, have a great July.
The scouts are lining up, Bonnie. There you go.
You know what, Brenda? I bet you that's what you saw in my dream. You said that I would have offers coming and that I might not be able to see them or take them. It's probably a singing contract.
It is. I'm sure of it.
Thank you. I love it. All right, everyone have a great
day. Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not challenged. You never know. I mean, hopefully I'd like to win that, you know, you never know. Anyway, I just want to say happy July 3rd, July 4th. I keep saying 5th, 6th, and 7th, so that must be when Susan and I are back on Monday. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you, Annabelle. Thank you, Brenda. You make our show. You rock the house, and we so appreciate it. Let me just tell you, for next Thursday, everyone, we've got Laura Pierrette. She comes once a month, or the second Thursday of the month. And I think the next time, guys, that you're on is the Thursday, what is it, the 24th of July? Because I'm off for a whole 10 days. So everybody...
Well, have fun.
Oh, you know, you'll hear from me. It won't be like you don't hear from me. So the thing is that, but everybody, please enjoy your vacation from us. And make sure that you come back. And I will be on. Brenda and Annabelle will be in the last Thursday of the month, and then they'll be every Thursday again, hopefully that they'll continue giving us that hour. So thank you, guys. We love you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Happy
thank
bye.
You.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.